Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tonight's guest is Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's great having you. Thank you for your time. Jeff, please give us a brief bio on yourself.
Okay, my name is Jeff. I'm 52 years old. I live in a small town where the French Broad River runs through it, and also the Appalachian Trail runs through town. The town holds about 600 people, and there's a lot of strange things going on here.
It sure sounds like it, your encounter included.
Yeah. It was a brief encounter, but it was scary.
Well, some of the most frightening ones are brief, so that doesn't really make a difference as far as how long it takes to play out. Let's set a baseline, Jeff, if you don't mind telling us, where did your encounter happen?
My encounter happened in an area that's very mountainous. There's a lot of mountains. There's a lot of forest around. There's also a lot of hiking trails. Like I said, the Appalachian Trail runs right through town. And the houses here in town, they're close together. But once you get on the outskirts of town, there's not a lot of houses that are close by. The area that it happened is going up over the mountain, and there's no houses on this road. It's all forest on either side.
Sounds like a pretty area.
It is very nice. It is very, very nice. I probably would never leave, but it's kind of weird now.
No, I get it. I do. Well, I should qualify that. It sounds like a nice area when dogmen aren't hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Did you know about dogmen before you had that encounter?
You know, I did, because there's been other sightings that people have talked to me about in the area. But I didn't really know about Dogman up until about 2 years ago, when I was hiking one day and I came across what I believe to be a Bigfoot track. And after that, it kind of kicked off my curiosity. So I started listening to other podcasts about other cryptids, Dogman. I came across your podcast. And once I learned about Dogman, I was like kind of intrigued. But I do like all cryptids. It's not like I didn't believe in them. I've always believed in Bigfoot since I was a small boy from the show In Search Of. And You know, it's really different when you actually see one. So people around the area know that I like Bigfoot and I'm into different cryptids and stuff. So they come and talk to me if they have a sighting, but it was my first sighting. So I was really, it was very unexpected. It was pretty exciting when I saw it, but it was the scariest thing that I ever seen in my life. And I don't know, I'm not sure if I ever want to see it again.
Well, that wouldn't make any difference for most eyewitnesses. No, I understand.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Well, I'm sure it was. From what I understand, about a month before you had your encounter, a lady told you about an interesting experience that she had. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, her encounter took place. It's actually on the same road, but it was, I'm going to have to say, about 10 miles away. And she was driving. It was dusk, but she had her lights on. So it's dark enough to have your lights on, but it wasn't pitch black out. And she told me that she came across a dog man that was in the middle of the road, crouched down. And when she came up to it, it had just got up and walked off into the woods on the side of the road. And of course, she couldn't believe it. And she had another person with her and a child that was in the back seat. So she didn't want to freak out because she didn't want to scare the child in the back seat. So she kind of leaned to her friend and she said, "Did you see that?" And she was like, "Yep." And they were both pretty scared.
Oh, I'm sure they were. You told us about her experience, but you have a friend who's had multiple encounters and you spoke with another lady who had an encounter too. How did those two know about your encounter and to contact you?
We're actually all friends. So she shared her experience with me. And then the other person was like, "Well, I've seen it multiple times." And her sightings were closer to where I had my sightings. And hers usually happened at night. And it's always the same situation where it's, there's either a dog man on the side of the road walking into the woods or coming out of the road, like it just crossed the road. It was her experiences. But she says she's seen it a couple of times. And it's very scary for her to see it too. So I don't know. It's just a strange area with a lot of sightings going on. I was listening to your podcast. Once I saw it, I was listening to it, I want to say about a few weeks ago, but your September 2nd episode was from a fellow that is also from this area who had sightings when he was younger. And that's what intrigued me to call you and tell you my encounter.
Well, I'm glad you did. If you've had a dogman encounter and would like to speak with me about it, whether in private or on the show, please go to dogmanencounters.com and submit a report. If you've had a Bigfoot sighting and would like to be a guest on one of my two Bigfoot shows, please go to mybigfootsighting.com and let me know. You told me that you're more into Sasquatch than you are into dogmen. Have you had a Sasquatch experience?
I just found what I believe to be a Bigfoot track. This track, I didn't have a tape measure or anything on me. I was with my family up hiking, and it came right across the trail. Instead of following the trail, it came out of the brush, and the next step would have been right into the brush on the other side of the trail. It was just one big track. It's not the most definite track. I'm not sure if it's tracked, but it kind of kicked off things for me to get back into Sasquatch and start researching it more than I have in the past. Like I said, I always believed, but I wasn't one of these people that were going to go out and look for Bigfoot. And since I found that track, me and my daughter would go out and look, or, you know, we would go out into the woods and look, but I don't carry a gun or anything. I'm not that type of person. And after seeing this dog man on the side of the road, I don't know if I want to go back out searching again. You know, it's a scary experience.
Yeah, that's an understatement. And if you want to go out and research Sasquatch someday, yeah, you live in the perfect area for that. I mean, think about how many Sasquatch are in the Appalachians.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine. She used to live in town, and she's an older lady. She moved further away, probably about 45 minutes away from me now. She had contacted me not too long ago. And she was telling me that something is slapping the side of her house. And that she lives in a forest area on, I think she says she has about 15 acres now, but she invited me out there to spend some time to do some camping to see if I see it. But she said that something is slapping the side of her house. So she told a friend about it that gets her groceries for her. And she lives on the next property over, which she has, I think, like 54 acres on a mountainside. And she says, oh, you've been visited by the hairy man. We have a Sasquatch in the area who likes to visit people. He seems friendly. That's what this lady was telling her. And when he's slapping your house, he's letting you know that he's there.
Well, maybe it's just me, but I could think of a lot of other ways for him to let you know that he's there than to wake you up in the middle of the night by slapping your house and scaring the dickens out of you.
I know. Now, she lives there with her granddaughter, and I think her daughter lived with her, too. And they've all heard it on the house, and she said it's pretty high up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The way it's set up is her house is kind of carved into the mountain. So her basement is like half out and half on. They live on the second story, which would be the basement that's half in the mountain and half out of it. And the second story, she said, where the slapping has occurred, it's like right as you're going up. So it would be higher up on the house. She didn't give me an exact height, but she said it sounds like it's like right on the corner of one of the bedrooms where it's happening.
Well, if you're sound asleep and that big guy comes along and slaps the side of your bedroom like that, then yeah, that's going to get your motor running, guaranteed.
Yeah, and I had just talked to her a few days ago, and she gave me the name of her friend for me to contact her and talk to her about it. And she says it happens in threes, like whenever it happens, it's three slaps, but she says it hasn't happened in about a month or so.
Hope it doesn't happen again.
No.
Huh, yeah, that'd be nice. All right, Jeff, please tell us about your encounter now. Give us every last detail that comes to mind.
Okay, so it was Sunday night, September 11th, and I was driving to pick up my daughter. So as I was coming off of my street, I have to make a left to get onto the highway that goes over the mountain that will take me into town, that takes me out of my town and will take me into the next town. It was raining out. And it was dark, so I had my brights on. There was no other cars around me. I turned left onto the road, so I was in the right-hand lane, and it's a two-lane highway. And I would say when I got to about maybe a third of a mile out of town going up the mountain, on the right-hand side, just over the guardrail, that's when I saw the dog man. Now, I'm going up the mountain. So on both sides of me, the mountain is coming down, and then there's the road, like it's carved into the mountain, and then there's about 5 foot of space, and there's a guardrail, then there's maybe another 2 or 3 foot of space before it starts going down the mountain. And I saw it on the other side of the guardrail. It was walking down the mountain. It was like, it took one step, and as it was walking down, it was getting shorter. I saw it perfectly, a perfect not a silhouette because I could see the color of its fur and it was gray. I could see its muzzle and I could see the pointy ears sticking up, but the brush was pretty high. I would say maybe about 3 feet high. I didn't get a good look at its hands, and it was like a perfect side view of it. It never looked in my direction. I didn't notice anything about its eyes. It wasn't red. It was just like that gray face, but the eye was dark. The one eye that I could see was just dark. The two pointed ears, I could even make out like the tufts at the top of it. And I would say the height was about 7 to 8 feet high would be my guess. Like I said, it never looked in my direction, but when I saw it, I was just shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what is that thing doing here? It really shocked me. And I think it shocked me more after I thought about it because I knew right where it's going. I know the trail that's at the bottom of that mountain that it was going down. I can't tell you if it came off the other side of the mountain, but I can only assume that it came and walked down from the other side of the mountain and then walked over the guardrail and then was just heading down. I think the thing that is kind of calming is that it didn't acknowledge that I was there. You know what I mean? Like if it would have turned and looked at me, I think I would have been even more freaked out than I was already. It shook me to my core when I saw it. And as soon as I passed it, I was probably going, I was maybe going about 35, 40 miles an hour. The first thing I did, because the light on my clock doesn't work in my car, and I drive an SUV, a Toyota 4Runner, but I reached over and I grabbed my phone to check the time, and it was 8:42 p.m. I went up over the mountain. As I was going up, when I got to the top, which it's 2.5 miles up and then 2.5 miles down till you hit the next highway where I would turn off. Once I got up closer to the top, I had a couple cars pass me. And then as I was going down, I had a couple cars pass me. But I was drinking a sparkling water that I had a can of sparkling water in my drink holder. And I picked it up and I took a drink. And when I was going to set it down, I dropped it. And the way to set it down, I was like, I was that shooken up about it. And I told my daughter as soon as I picked her up, and she's like, you seem like you're really scared. I was like, I am really scared. It was a scary event. And I'm trying to think of how else I can describe this thing. It was gray. It paid no mind. It didn't have, like, it seemed like the weather wasn't affecting it. It was raining out. It wasn't pouring down rain, but more of a light rain, more than a little drizzle, but just like a light rain, but not a heavy rain. And it was gray in color. I wish I would have thought more to look down to try to really get a good look at it. But I was going, like I said, 35, 40 miles an hour, and it was walking down. And the most part I seen was probably from maybe the elbows up, from the elbow up to its silhouette, its side view. And the one thing that I thought about was it looked kind of slender to me. It looked like it didn't have this big bulky out chest. It was more of a slender type. You know, I was trying to compare it to my side view. And I was like, oh, it's probably bigger than my side view. But it wasn't like, oh, look at me, I'm massive. Like people describe how bulky they can be sometimes. This one seemed pretty slender.
I'm sure that's a sight you're never going to forget.
Oh, no. And I'll never forget it. I drive past at this spot all the time, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. And now when I go past there, I'm so drawn to right where it happened. I can just pinpoint it. That area. And the area that it was going down to is a popular hiking trail. It's known as Pump Gap. And we hike that all the time. Me and my wife were talking about it this morning. Me and a wife and a friend of mine, we were talking about it this morning. And my wife is like, well, I'll never hike there again by myself. I'm like, I know, right? You know, I never thought about that. And today I'm like, we hike that area quite a bit. And now it's like, every time we go out there now after this, are we going to be on high alert? Should we bring, I mean, what would we bring? I don't carry a gun. And even if I did, I don't think a gun would do anything to stop it. But what do we, you know, should we try bringing bear mace? Should we try bringing anything with us when we go? Or should we just mind our own business? Because it almost seemed like this is what the creature was doing, since it didn't look at me. Because if you, somebody shines a light on you, or if you're walking on the side of the road or even down a trail and a car comes by and these bright lights are on you, wouldn't you automatically turn to look and see what was coming at you? This thing just, like, it was paying no mind. It was focused on what it was focused on. If it was just focused on getting down this hill or focused on its next location, or it was like I didn't exist to it.
Yeah, you would think it would have turned to look at you, but they have their own way of thinking, so you can't think for them.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I thought it would turn to look at me, and it never did. And that's the same thing that my friend was saying. It never looks at her. The encounters that she had, it never once looked at her. And also my other friend that saw it, she said it just never looked at her, never looked in her way. And she was coming on it with her lights on. But it's so strange. It's just so strange. How is it? I guess that's what I'm trying to understand, where it's coming from. Did it come? Did it walk all the way down the other side of the mountain? Because it's high up. It's not. And it's steep. I've saw bears run up it and stuff like that before, but I've never seen like a bipedal person or creature just walking, not on a trail, just walking down this mountainside. I've never seen that happen. And so did it, I guess what I'm trying to say, where did it come from? Did it come through a portal and it just ended up like the portal was on the other side of the road, or did it just come out of a portal? Where did it come from? Where was it going? I don't know.
Well, unfortunately, all we can do is guess at the answers to those questions. If you'd like to be able to listen to the show without ads and have full access to bonus content, that's an option. To find out how, please go to dogmanencounters.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You said it never looked at you, but did it ever do anything that gave you the impression it wasn't happy about you seeing it?
No. It was like I didn't exist. It never snarled. I didn't get to see its teeth or anything. It just had that perfect, it was a perfect woof snout. It was just perfect. If I saw it on four legs, I would say it was a wolf. But it was standing on two legs, walking on two legs. You know, we have bear in the area. I've seen three so far this year since the summer is when we mostly see them. And I always see them on Hot Springs Mountain. Well, most of my sightings of bears are on Hot Springs Mountain going over. But I've seen one in my front yard this year, which was kind of a weird experience. They're never that close to home. But like last year, I saw seven. So I always keep my eye out for bears, but never at nighttime. I'm never looking for them at nighttime because it's dark out. It's usually you'll see them either early in the morning or at dusk. This was not a bear. This was gray. It was like a gray in color. It was just this grayish color. And so if somebody were to be like, well, maybe you saw a bear standing on two legs. Well, I saw pointy ears. I saw that wolf's muzzle. And I don't know. It was just the strangest thing. I can describe the area to where it was going, where its location was, would have been, there's an old campground in the area that's no longer in use, but it's got an old shelter. And there's a creek that runs right down. If you were to go where I saw the dog man at and go right down, it would have taken you somewhere within the vicinity of this old campground area where there's, it's got a shelter. It's got some old bathrooms, but they're locked up. But it does have these two old strange bunker types with these great big steel doors on it. And they're all cement. But there's a hiking trail that goes through there. And, you know, whenever we would go hiking with our kids out there, I would joke around with them and say, I'll give you $10 if you go in there and let me close the door on you. You know, just joking. I wouldn't do that. And they're always like, no, I'm not going in there. You know, it's kind of,
oh yeah, you would,
kind of creepy and scary. But that would be the vicinity that was going to. There's a nice creek that runs through there. There's a nice trail that goes, it will take you to the Appalachian Trail if you follow this trail. And it's a really nice location. I mean, during COVID lockdown, we're going out there quite a bit and hanging out, and the kids were doing their schoolwork out there. And we're just doing, you know, going for hikes, looking for mushrooms, looking for big footprints, looking for any signs of anything strange and unusual. But we didn't find anything out there, of course.
You know full well you'd close the door on them. Don't even try to say that.
Maybe.
I knew
Maybe
it.
Maybe just for a minute.
I knew it. Yeah, I didn't buy that for a second. As you watched it walk down the slope, did it look unsteady or did it seem to be well balanced?
It seemed very well balanced. It wasn't shaky or anything. And that's another thing that kind of threw me off. It's like, because it's mountainous terrain, it's overgrown, it's full of trees, and it just seemed like it knew exactly where it was going. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, I'm slipping here, I'm slipping there. It was just, it seemed to me like exactly where it was going, like it's been there before.
Was it using its arms to help steady it?
Not at all. It didn't use its arms. Like I said, I saw it maybe from the elbow, from what I noticed was from the elbow up, but it wasn't like reaching out for a tree next to it or anything like that. It seemed like its arms were at its side, like it was just walking with its arms hanging down. It wasn't using its arms to latch on to anything or to grab anything as it walked down. It was just walking down.
Just doing its thing. Did you ever go back the next day to look for evidence?
I drove by there and then I turned around and I drove by again, and it's, you can pull off there, and I didn't stop and get out. I wanted to, but I was kind of freaked out about stopping and getting out. I want to know as much as I want to know. I don't want to know. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know. I wanted to see a print, but I know the area is going to be rocky in terrain, and I wanted to just be like, this is where it is. This is where it is. But I just passed by and I kind of lost the nerve to stop and get out. I was like, no, I don't want to know that bad.
Can't say I'll blame you for not stopping. Did its coat look matted or well kept?
It didn't look matted. It didn't look like it lived out. It didn't look like it lived out in the woods to me, because it looked well. Well, I guess if you look at a wolf, I don't know if they, I've never seen a wolf in person other than in captivity, but their fur look, it looked like it was nice, well kept, but it looked like it was glistening in the rain with the water being on it. It looked like it was kind of glistening. You could see the reflection of the water droplets. you know, from the rain that was hitting it, or not really hitting it, but you could tell it was like wet. And I would say, gosh, I would say it was about the fur, maybe the hair was like about 3 inches long in that range. And it looked, I don't know, it looked like you could pet it and you'd be like, oh, nice.
Don't know that I'd recommend trying to do that.
No, I wouldn't try it, but I mean, it's just the way it looked. It looked very well kept. It did.
No, I believe you. I do. Did you ever see a mane on it?
I didn't notice a mane on it. Its fur or hair just looked even, like from the head. You could see the ear sticking out. You could see the tufts on the top of the ears, but it looked even all the way down. All the way down where I could see it, it looked very even. Nothing like a mane that, I know what you're talking about, kind of like it runs down the from the top of the head and back down to its back. It wasn't like that. It just looked, it looked all even to me. It looked like it looked like it had a thin neck where the snout came down, and it looked like in the back, it kind of had where it went in and then came out for its back, where the top of the head kind of sloped in and then back out for where its back would have started. It wasn't like a big slope, you know, kind of just like a small type of increase, like a, I guess like a dog standing up would have, you know. It was just strange.
Well, not all of them do have manes, so that's not exactly unprecedented. Well, it's about time for us to get out of here, Jeff, but before we do you have any closing comments you'd like to share?
You know, I never thought that I would have an encounter. I never expected that I, even though, like, when we go out, me and my daughter, if we go out looking for signs of Bigfoot or anything like that, like, I like to go out and look for animal tracks and we'll cast them. Since finding the Bigfoot track that I found, I started carrying casting stuff with me. And we've cast like a bear track and we've cast possum and raccoon tracks. But actually coming across one, I it was a good sighting for me because I was in my car. But it was probably the scariest thing that I ever seen. So these things are out there and we don't know where they come from and what they're doing or where they're going. But it was just scary. It was the scariest thing that I ever came across.
That I totally believe. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing the details of that experience with us, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Vic, and thank you for listening to my story.
Well, you know, you're welcome. Thanks again so much. Have a great night.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.